Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. An Army Reserve soldier from Minnesota is one of the four killed in a drone attack Sunday in Kuwait. MNN's Ashley Walker has more.
The Department of War identified 39-year-old Sergeant First Class Nicole Amor of White Bear Lake as one of the victims. The strike came one day after the U.S. and Israel launched Operation Epic Fury, a military campaign against Iran. DFL U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says in a statement, quote, Sergeant Amor made the ultimate sacrifice serving our nation, and we are forever indebted to her. GOP Congressman Tom Emmer said on social media, quote, our community, state, and nation will forever be thankful for her service to our country. Ashley Walker, MNN.
Amor and the other soldiers were assigned to the 103rd Sustainment Command in Des Moines, Iowa. Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison are testifying about fraud this morning in the U.S. House Oversight Committee. Republican Chair James Comer has accused Walz and Ellison of enabling fraud in Minnesota. The governor is expected to tell the committee about all the steps already taken to combat fraud in the state. Ellison said this week that his office has won more than 300 convictions in Medicaid fraud cases and $80 million in judgments and restitution. Patients, survivors, and caregivers are at the Minnesota Capitol today for the annual Cancer Action Day. Emily Myatt with the American Cancer Society says it's an important event.
We bring Minnesotans from all across the state to the state capitol to meet with their House members, their Senate members, to share their cancer stories, to talk about their experiences, and to remind lawmakers that they have the power to pass policies to help prevent cancer, improve patient outcomes.
Myatt says about 75 people are wearing T-shirts that say, "This is my cancer-fighting shirt." And the Timberwolves beat the Grizzlies 117-110 for their fourth straight win. The Minnesota Boys State High School Hockey Tournament begins today at Grand Casino Arena. Jamie Lucky Hendrickson of Visit St. Paul says this tournament draws more than 100,000 hockey fans.
I think it's known as one of the largest, you know, high school tournaments of any sport, even rivaling, you know, football in the South. So it's an experience unlike any other. I mean, we are really lucky to have it right here in downtown St. Paul.
Hendrickson says people come from every corner of Minnesota to root for their teams. The Class A quarterfinals open today. And Kirill Kaprizov became the Wild's all-time leading scorer in Minnesota's 5-1 win over the Tampa Bay Lightning last night in St. Paul. Kaprizov scored an empty netter for his 220th career goal, moving past Marian Gaborik for the franchise record. The Wild play Friday night in Vegas and Sunday in Colorado. This is MNN.